But none of that matters because it really doesn't matter how much time, effort, or resources you've put into your creation. The purchaser, the customer, is ultimately the decider of whether it's worth it or not.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Hey, it's Travis with Military Creator Con. I'm the host of Oscar Mike Radio, doing these, you know, intro sessions to all these amazing speakers, veterans, creators, content artists. I mean, it runs the gamut here. And I'm pleased to be here with my next guest, Christian Brim. Did I say that right, Christian?
Yes. You did. You nailed it.
Hi, Icons Christian Anderson.
Exactly.
You know, already, Christian, I feel like Mara and James have brought you in to be kind of like the Swiss Army knife of Military Creator Con. So many uses, looking good, more hair than me. Let's get started. Tell the folks out there about your military veteran experience, if it's applicable, and then we'll get into the good stuff.
I am not a veteran. I am a supporter of the veteran community. I am an author, a podcaster. I've owned a business for 29 years in the accounting and finance space. And I connected with Mara, and she said, you know, we need to have this conversation in Arlington. And I'm like, okay, it's just down the road. I'll be happy to hop down and facilitate that conversation.
So let's talk about, you know, I'm always interested in authors. You know, where did that come from in your life, Christian?
Well, I wrote the book, Profit First for Creatives, explicitly for the business. So it's a derivative book of Mike Michalowicz's Profit First to target our target audience of creatives, you know, essentially to build credibility. But interestingly, that whole experience of writing a book, going through the editorial process, publishing, promoting, was a great learning event. The book itself was a learning experience. There were some things that came out as I was writing it about my experience with Profit First and finances in my own company that came out that I wasn't really expecting. And it inspired me. I'm 2 years in working on a novel, but I haven't got it over the hump yet.
So thinking about this book for creatives, I have to think that you were trying to solve a problem that creatives have, or you know mistakes and situations creators get into that negatively impact their business. So what's the main problem a lot of creators face when trying to treat this as a business while maintaining that creative aspect of their journey?
Well, I think the main problem is avoidance. I think a lot of creatives have this attitude about money that I don't understand numbers. That's not the way I think. I don't need to. I'm afraid of it. And so avoidance is the primary thing. But right below that, 1A, if you will, is mindset. And that's where I start in the book, is all of the baggage that we bring to business from our experiences growing up about money. And that's everything from a scarcity mindset to a, you know, creatives oftentimes suffer from the idea of this isn't real work. They also suffer from this, well, it somehow sullies the creative aspect of my work. In other words, if I charge a lot of money for it, it's not really art. So there's a lot of head trash around money.
But why shouldn't you get paid handsomely, if you can, for the work that you produce? Because it doesn't come from a vacuum. It has to come from somewhere, and it can be very painful getting that out to not only yourself, but the people that you want to have enjoy your art, right?
Absolutely. And I think another aspect of the issue is that you're selling an intangible, and it oftentimes it's hard to put a value on that. But as I discuss on my podcast, The Profitable Creative, we have lots of conversations around pricing. As a matter of fact, just had one yesterday that, you know, the only person that can determine your value is the buyer, is the customer.
Yeah.
And they determine the value and they set the price. But we get in our head, and it's not just creatives, it's everybody. We get into this mindset of, you know, if we consider ourselves sophisticated, we'll say, well, okay, I've got this much time, I've got this much in cost, and you kind of build up your pricing that way. But none of that matters, because it really doesn't matter how much time, effort, or resources you've put into your creation. The purchaser, the customer, is ultimately the decider of whether it's worth it or not.
I've just found in my experience that when I tried doing it for free, or, you know, sell myself short, those customers caused me more problems than the customers. Like, you know what, I'm going to pay you what I consider, you know, I'm like, oh my God, that's how much you want to hear me speak. You know, those people offered more value per job than doing it for free or doing it otherwise. But it took me a while to embrace my own value. Like, I don't understand sometimes how someone hears or sees what I do, and like, they want to offer me that. They're willing to pay that. How do I get over that kind of mindset? Because it's still kind of trips me up sometimes, Christian.
Well, absolutely. And I totally understand that. But I'll repeat what I said. The value that you're worth has nothing to do with you. Whether you have value or perceive that value is irrelevant.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Is that why certain people will pay $5,000 for a piece of dyed cow leather that you know?
Exactly.
It's called a purse?
Exactly.
Whoa.
And we get in our heads about, like, well, I'm not worth that. And, you know, you can spend all day trying to unpack that shit, but the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because if you have value, your customer will pay it. And I'll speak to what you said, that the people that pay you more, they perceive more value. Absolutely. That is the reality. The people that don't pay you anything cannot see value in what you do.
So, ladies,
it's axiomatic.
I'm just doing this to, you know, introduce Christian to Military Creator Con, and, you know, already like we're having a masterclass right here, Christian, right now. What's going to happen when you get to Military Creator Con? Tell me that.
I don't know. Mara hasn't told me yet, and I'm eager to learn. She said that she wanted me to be on a panel discussion around money mindset, I think, but I don't know what the agenda or programming looks like. So,
I found, Christian, that when Mara just emphatically encouraged you to do something, it's just easier to get the program.
So I got to tell you a funny story. I don't know how I got introduced to her. No, I do know. It's Dr. Carrie Rose. I had her on my podcast, and she introduced me to Mara. She said, you really need to talk to her. And so I get on this call with her, and her husband is joining us, but he hasn't joined us yet. And there's this woman that appears to be my age is lounging in her bed in a sundress with a bird on her shoulder. And I'm like, what the hell have I gotten myself into, right? Like, hearing her story and listening to her, I'm like, oh, okay, she's got chops. She knows what she's talking about. But, you know, the first time I got on the call, I'm like, okay.
Well, one of the things for the conference and for us veterans is we get out of the military, and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, an E1 or an O10, you know that you and your colleagues in that rank are all getting paid the same amount of money. Mm. So one of the things for a lot of us veterans is we get out and we want to start our own business. And it's hard to get out of that mindset, to your point, about establishing what our work is actually worth. And a lot of times veterans either get, you know, taken advantage of, or what I see is a lot of my peers undervalue themselves.
Sure.
But, and it's almost like, Christian, they feel guilty about it.
Sure.
Explain the guilt to me.
Okay. I think it may be this like Protestant work ethic that we have in the United States. Like, you have to work hard to make money. And, you know, those are the thing you have to unpack there is that is just a belief. It is not a truth. It may be true in some instances, but I know, and you know, people that work real hard that don't make a lot of money. And I know people that don't work real hard that make a lot of money. So it's not always true. So then you say to yourself, is this a belief that I can set aside because it's not serving me anymore? And I think that the mindset of coming from an employee, whether you work for the government in the military or you work for somebody else, you're trading time for money.
Right.
And that is a mindset as an entrepreneur that you have to get rid of. I mean, it will just drag you to the bottom.
I think the thing that people are going to discover when they come to Military Creator Con is this kind of mind shifts. I mean, we're just talking now. I didn't know you from Adam 15 minutes ago. You got more hair than I do. You know, we both do a podcast. We both have done different artistic things. But already it's like, okay, I can see now why Mara and James would want you to be a part of Military Creator Con. I think there's creators that are going to come there, and it's a huge hump to get over. Like, wait a minute, you know, I might not understand why people like coming to me to have me do their stuff with my voice, but obviously they do. And you know, I did learn not to give it away for free anymore. There's no more freebies.
Good.
That was tough, Christian. That was tough. You know, I heard, and I'm not afraid of the barter system either, but I now am like, if there's nothing's free. I improved when I did that, and I want people to understand why that's so important.
Yeah, I think there is, especially people that have a servant heart that want to help other people, right? And so you see people that need help, and you know you can help them, and then you come to this point of how are you going to pay, and there's kind of a hiccup. And but what I found, and I think this is truly axiomatic, even like in volunteer or philanthropy work, like if you just give something to someone, they don't value it. I mean, it's maybe if a person's, you know, thirsty in the desert and you give them a glass of water, yeah, they value it and appreciate it. Or if someone's really hungry and you give them a piece of bread, yes, in that moment, they appreciate it and value it. But for the most part, when you're dealing with professionals and creators, you know, they come to you and they say, well, I want you to do this, but I want you to do it for this low dollar amount. They don't value what you do. And even though you can help them, and even though you want to help them, you have to move beyond those people to the people that truly value what you do and will pay you for what that value.
So what do you say to the person who's like, hey, well, I'm being told if, you know, I'm not worthy to be paid yet, so I got to build up my portfolio, my resume of work, and that's going to get me more work later, because I hear that a lot.
Yeah. I heard a speaker at an event, a creator said, he said, I'm tired of getting paid in experience bucks. I can't spend those. Yeah. And I go into that, into my book, in the mindset chapter around that, because what I'll do is I'll pivot back to what I said initially, your experience, how you perceive your value is largely irrelevant. Can you, do they perceive that you can do what they need done? Because they don't know until you do it, right? That's where the value is set. And so this getting trapped into low cost or low dollar work to build up a portfolio is a fool's game. You're never going to reach a point with that way where you have the confidence in yourself to raise your prices.
You're going to be on a panel. I think you should be like networking. I know you will be. But the message you're going to impart to veterans and other people who are in active duty trying to make that transition is powerful. So you might not know exactly what you're doing yet, but I got to be curious, you know, what's the outcome you're hoping for by joining Military Creator Con?
Well, I am really leaning into community. It's something I identified last year that I saw in our clients at CORE and creatives that were like, you know, I can't find anybody to have these conversations with. It's, you know, it's when I get around other creators, it's show and tell. And it's look at this cool thing that I did, or maybe a technical question of like, I don't know how to figure this out. But there are not conversations around the business aspect of the creative professional. And so I'm really working on building community. And that's what I'm hoping to do by coming to Military Creator Con is meet new people and just build the community.
Well, I think you're going to be able to do that, obviously, absolutely. I think you have a message that's relevant to the veteran space. For the reasons we just mentioned, a lot of veterans get taken advantage of or have a hard time shifting from being told what you are to being able to articulate what they are. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're in this nucleus and this incubation, you know, space where we're all coming together for the same purpose. We need support there. How can people get a read on you now? Do you have a website? Can I order your book off Amazon? Will you sign the hard copy if I do that? Because I'm a Kindle guy. You know, what's the deets?
Absolutely. ChristianBrim.com. You can find my podcast. You can buy the book. You can read my Substack. Core Group US is my company that works in the accounting and finance space with creative professionals. I have a podcast, different podcast there. But either of those websites is a good place to start.
Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's just, we're just scratching the surface on all the powerful people who are going to be at MCC 2026. If you're not in Arlington that weekend, you're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss out on real information, real connection. And to your point, Christian, family that will go with you on your journey. Mm. Last thing here, as our time's winding down, Christian, you know, a lot of us veterans, and I'm guilty of this, want to do it alone. We want to strive out into the wilderness of life alone, you know, braving the elements. Is that a good mindset to have, Christian? Do you like that?
Not at all. I have my podcast on my website is called The Chris Project, and I started it a year and a half ago to have the conversation around entrepreneurial mental health mindset, etc. And it was inspired by a client of mine who was a Marine veteran that had a tragic ending. And it was largely because he tried to do the journey alone. And the people that did try to help him, he did not embrace and engage. And that's a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Episode zero is the origin story of the Chris Project. You can listen to it and hear the whole story. But I would say don't put yourself in that space. Entrepreneurship is hard enough on its own. Don't isolate yourself.
I think it's a very powerful message in all parts of your life. So look, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Brim, you know, accounting and finance, money, creativity and money is going to be at MCC 2026 in Arlington, April 16th through 18th. I'm glad Mara encouraged you to come. And I like the Swiss Army knife analogy there, Chris. I mean, I think that's, you have a lot of tools to offer us, and we can't wait to engage with you more. Thank you.
I look forward to meeting you in person, Travis.
Again, my name is Travis. I'm the host of Oscar Mike Radio and filling in for these conversations we're having in advance of Military Creator Con. We'll see you there, and thank you for joining us.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.